You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yesterday, Myeloma NZ called for Andrew Little to release the independent Pharmac report. Myeloma NZ regarded the report as buried due to it not being released yet. I spoke to the Myeloma NZ chief executive, Dr. Ken Romeril, and I started off by asking him about his thoughts on the matter.
Yeah, I think the reason we're saying that is that, and it doesn't seem to be refuted, it's been with the minister's office since the end of February. There was an interim report that was critical, and this is the final report, and we can't see why it can't be released. It's just been sitting there. There's a lot of people in the country, including a group called Patient Voices Aotearoa, which is represents a lot of patients with cancers who can't get the drugs that they would like. And people are saying, yeah, well, where is this report? Let's see, and let's see what the recommendations. So, you know, I went on TV yesterday and talked about this, and I saw Andrew Little's response, and he's now saying that the report is a matter of weeks away, and that I understand he is going to take the report plus the government's comments to Cabinet. So there are going to be obviously delays yet of several weeks before this report sees the light of day.
On that note, that's essentially what I was going to ask you in this next question. Our producer slash journalist Tuva'a today did speak to Andrew Little when he did bring up what Myeloma New Zealand did say to Andrew Little. Andrew did say that it has been in his office since February, and that it is, they've considered it and it is going through Cabinet, and that he also mentioned that the months of March and April were allocated more towards the budget and to a few more COVID-related issues. Do you think there's maybe a lack of urgency here?
I certainly do, yeah. That's my point, a certain lack of urgency. It's obviously been put into the too hard basket. They're considering how they're going to respond. It does make you start to wonder what is in the report, the details of the report. So, yes, I think it could have been dealt with more timely. But there we are. At least we've finally got an answer from the minister as to some sort of time frame. And that's all we were trying to find. We were just trying to flush out some answers. And by, you know, going public about this, we've achieved that. So I guess that's something.
Do you think, based on this independent review of Pharmac, looking into the future, there needs to be a bit more consumer input?
Yeah, that is certainly what a number of the, you know, the NGOs, the Cancer Society, and other people. I mean, I was involved in one of these, roundtable discussions with Sue Chetwin, who was the chair of the Independent Report Committee, and that was certainly something we conveyed, that we felt that there wasn't enough consumer input involved with Pharmac. They didn't, and I sincerely hope. That will come out in the report and be a strong recommendation.
Now, within this Pharmac review, is there anything which Myeloma New Zealand would like to see?
Well, I mean, we would just like to see a more transparent operation from Pharmac. And I'll sort of say what happens overseas. Like in the UK, they have a similar organisation called NICE. And NICE guarantee, if they're going to review the utility of a drug, they'll take 3 months, and by the end of 3 months they'll come to a decision. Our problem is with Pharmac at the moment, they have a limited budget, and this is deliberate, because they apparently have this because they like to have a limited budget so they can say to the drug companies, oh, we can't afford it, you're going to have to drop your prices more. And the problem is, in particular my blood cancer that I'm involved with, we've been asking for some drug, particularly one called daratumumab, now for 6 years, and it's funded in Australia. For example, we have 5 myeloma drugs that are funded in Australia that aren't funded here. We're really getting behind the eight ball, and it does mean that the outcome of patients is going to be far behind Australia. And it's quoted quite often, We are now number 20 in the OECD with access to drugs. So there needs to be much more money put into getting these novel agents which make a difference to people's lives, life extension. Not necessarily always curable, but certainly extending people's lives.
And I guess there is a lot to address within this PharmAct review, especially considering that the Cancer Agency report detailing the gap between Australia and New Zealand in the funding of 18 selected medicines just came out a mere few weeks ago.
It did, yeah, and I did a response to that too. I mean, that was interesting. I could make some comments on that. I won't go into detail. We were disappointed from a blood cancer point of view. However, the blood cancer drugs only warranted a paragraph in a report of 266 pages. Apparently, they weren't able to use some yardstick to do comparisons. But, I mean, you know, we could have written that report for them and told them that there's about 10 blood cancer drugs we need right now to get parity with Australia.
That was Myeloma NZ Chief Executive Dr. Ken Romerill.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.